Well, it's been going on for about 2 days now, and I'm getting reports on Facebook. Lots of people use Facebook on something called Tomoto Pele and Tomoto Nende forums, and I'm talking to people on the phone.
And so what are they telling you about what's been happening? I assume it's predominantly increased ashfall?
Yeah, the ashfall started on the Reef Island, so that's Whangaparāoa and Lom Lom. And so I started getting people contacting me and asking if it was safe to go out in it and whether they could bring the water and so on. So that was happening yesterday and the night before last. And then last night there was an ashfall on Monday, so the wind must have changed.
Why are they reaching out to you, and what sort of information are you able to provide to them in terms of things like what to do with that ash falling, obviously, in their fresh water supplies?
Well, I just did a little bit of Googling on it. I can't pretend to be an expert at all, but you know, people sometimes turn to somebody like myself and to try and find out information. It's not easy to get information in these isolated communities. So I've been working there for about 8 years now. So people, if they've got a technical question, they do tend to look to me sometimes.
And so are they concerned that ash is falling into their water supplies, the rivers or water tanks or things like that?
Well, on Whangaparāoa, there's no natural water. There's a freshwater lens that provides some slightly brackish water, but it can be drinkable in wells, so that's not going to be adversely affected. There's no groundwater there at all, because it's a very porous atoll, but there are tanks that have been provided by aid over the last few years that are fed from roofs. So I've advised everybody to disconnect their pipes going to their tanks until there's been a big rain that's washed all the ash off their roofs, and then they can reconnect. People on the Reef Islands are the most vulnerable, really, because of the water situation. If they keep getting ash and not enough rain, or they don't get any pure rain without ash, then they're going to be running out of water. That would be my main concern.
And what about their crops? We're also seeing in Vanuatu, where people were evacuated from Umbai Island because of the Manara volcano, they're also concerned that the ashfall might damage their crops as well. Are people telling you anything about that?
I haven't heard of crops yet, but I've had some pictures of vegetation that's got ash on it. As long as there's plenty of wind still, I think a lot of that ash will come off, and as long as people wash their vegetables and what have you, particularly their leaf crops, I think everything will be okay. I mean, long term, this is probably bringing some nutrients onto atoll soil that needs it. So long term, it's probably quite good for them.
Now, you mentioned you've worked in that area for quite a few years. What do you know about previous activity of this volcano? Has it erupted in a similar fashion? And what kind of threat do you think perhaps it poses?
Well, we don't know what it's going to do, really, at the moment. I mean, if it carries on producing lots and lots and lots of volcanic ash, there are some islands downwind from it, like New Pani, for example, that would be very badly affected. There could be an earthquake, I suppose, which obviously would cause a tsunami. I think the last time that there was much action from this volcano was February 2012, I believe. But the last previous explosion, big explosion to that, was 1971, when half the island sort of fell off, and but everybody survived. But prior to that, the previous large explosion of this island was 1840, and people were killed then.
But nobody lives on the actual island where the volcano is at the moment, I understand. And what you're talking about is people who live nearby, on nearby islands.
Yeah. Well, there's often a couple of people who are living on the island just to raise some pigs. People tend to take piglets there and then use the coconuts that are there to fatten the pigs. But something that we're particularly concerned about is this is the last refuge for an IUCN red listed bird species called the Santa Cruz ground dove. So we're extremely concerned about this species. This island has no rats, so it's an extremely important wildlife refuge, especially for birds. There's quite a few uncommon birds there, and it's the last place in the world where the Santa Cruz ground dove are living. So we're really concerned that species may have gone extinct.
Through this latest volcano eruption or previous ones?
No, this one. We go there every year, and we've been watching the Santa Cruz ground dove, and we know that there's a small but reasonably robust population there. But this explosion and then heavy ash, particularly if the wind gets light and all the ash will fall straight back down onto the volcano, if it smothers everything there, these birds might die out.